Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit and rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power. You have reached, of course, the station for National Day of Action. Not only is the National Day of Action, but it's the International Day of Action. Remember? Remember that it's not just for us nationally here in the United Snakes of America, but also is on the international level because we have many and many people that's upset across the world that want to take a stand for something that is righteously for us to do so. We've been waiting for so long to say to the world that, you know, we, or as black people, Africans, Moors, Islamic folk, whatever we call ourselves nowadays, because we have so many titles. But I don't want to get caught up on all those titles. But we definitely want our people to stand strong together, not just on this particular day, but throughout our so-called existence for the rest of our time here. And we have to really bend and begin to work together like we have never before, because as they say, the walls are closing in. The enemy is coming in to wreck shop on us. It can happen any day now. That's why they have us moving on to the digital TVs, and you know what I mean? And that's why our system and our internets are being hacked. That's why we're experiencing so much of the trouble with our youth going in and out of jails, and you know the three strikes law. They don't even really have that. They really have the one strike. You know, you get arrested and you go into jail, and they're trying to give you as much time as possible. So we really have to slap up and snap up our youth. We have to really do something with our people, not just the youth, but with our elders. We don't want our elders to die because we need our elders. No, we're not asking our elders to pass on the torch. We're asking our elders to share the very torch that they're incorporating. If they have the stones and the miles and the acres that they have walked, we want to walk with them and hand in hand. And we're asking for our brothers and our sisters to join together and become one, and with their babies and their youth and everyone. We're asking everybody to become one. And I know that, you know, we call it a struggle. That's why we call it a struggle, because it is a struggle for us to become one. In order for us to become one, we first have to unite. We have to assess and realize that we have a problem here in the United States. Not only in the United States, meaning I stab your heart, but we have it across the world, the whole entire world. Everybody else is getting theirs, but our people, you know, everybody else is getting what's due to them. They're getting love. They're able to make millions of dollars and take care of themselves and their family, but our people. So God doggone it, we need to do that now. So, of course, we're not going to just end with the day of action. The day of action is just saying that we are starting fresh from that standpoint. So, without further ado, I see that we do have some guests on. We have so many guests that's coming on tonight's show and throughout history. We're going to continue this radio show up on before the 23rd. So I want to call on 404-539-92. You're on Black Power Radio. Day of Action.
Hello. My name is Minister Tyrone USA Jones. How are you, sister? Can you hear me? Okay, I want to tell you about what we're doing. We want to centralize Black history information. That is the root, is the foundation for the next generation of the civil rights movement. And it is the foundation for everything that we're doing and everything that you're speaking of. Our website is Panacea Corps of Chattel Slavery. It's actually the name of our organization. We're a nonprofit organization. And the acronym for that is PCOCS. That's Peacocks. .org. On our website, you will find a petition that we have. We want to raise 25 million signatures on our petition to support our cause in centralizing Black history information throughout the United States of America. We want to build 50 locations, one in each state, so that we can get all our information and put it together so we can then begin to teach the public on the history of Africans, enslaved Africans, and their descendants. This is what we must do. As we do this, this will be the foundation of everything that we're speaking about in the process of getting this movement to the next level. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Panacea Corps of Chattel Slavery. Panacea.
Absolutely, bro.
All right. This is what we have to do. And I spoke to Iman Akbar. He's the head of the Black Panthers, and he's been supporting us for the past year. And, what we have to do with this national movement is to get the word out that we have to centralize Black history information. Once we centralize it, we build the foundation. Once our people get the information that they've been deprived of, they will immediately take control and take charge. When we educate ourselves about the law, we become more prepared to control the future. My name is Minister Reverend. I'm ordained Reverend Minister Tyrone USA Jones. I'm the founder of our organization, and that's Panacea Corps Chattel Slavery. That's peacocks.org. I'm urging all folks to help us raise 25 million signatures on our petition. Become one of 25 million signatures and people who signed that petition. When we made Martin Luther King a legal holiday, we raised 6 million signatures just to get that holiday. The last thing we need is another holiday for another leader, and we've still fallen short of the cause. We need to get everybody on one accord and get everybody's attention on one issue in the core of our foundation. Centralizing Black history information gives everyone else the tools, the weapons, and the keys that they need to control this movement. And I will only reiterate what I've said again and again and again. And this is my message. And thank you for hearing me this evening.
No problem, brother. Well, we want to hear more about your program and more about, I should say, foundation.
Yes, ma'am.
Trying to do, and how others can get started across country with theirs as well, because this is something that we do need. We do need more of our people to become more interested in our history, her story, you know what I mean? So could you get more into detail about that? Yeah, I'm sorry, brother, foundation. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, sister. You want me to get more detail?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. Well, we're founded in Atlanta, and basically the petition itself, what we want to do with the petition, we want to set the standards so that when we push forward the petition, we want to also use this petition to let the world know that we're serious about getting our information together. It's scattered all over the world, basically. We have over 122 libraries in the United States of America, and not two of those libraries share the same information about our history. Not two out of over 122,000. Okay? Now, when we centralize this information, what we're going to do is we're going to use the latest technology. And evidently, when you were speaking about how our internet is being hacked and how they're doing things to slow down our movement, that's happening because we're not controlling our own history. We go to Wikipedia and these other resources, and my question is, where are our leaders today going to get the information that they're using? I would challenge them all. If they're not getting it from a resource that we're controlling and that we're certifying as being the bottom line. And this is the situation that we're faced up against. So I'm going to Reverend Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, every leader out there. We're asking Panacea Court, Chattel Slavery, that's every organization out there, every single one, not most of them, not majority of them, every single one, to support Peacock in centralizing Black history information for the purpose of putting an end to any diversion that could possibly exist. And the only way we're going to do that is if we centralize it by creating one system where we are going to go to each and every location that has a different part of our history and bring it together under one system. When we begin to do that, that's why we're going to Louis Farrakhan, for example. Louis Farrakhan becomes one with his entire organization. Then when we go to Reverend Al Sharpton, he becomes one with his entire organization. This is how we're going to get 25 million supporters easily to support this petition for the purpose of supporting our mission to centralize Black history information. Further supporting this movement, this petition will also support the H.R. 40 Commission to Study Reparations Proposal for African Americans Act, presented by Congressman John Conyers from Michigan. We want to also honor him in our library system because for the past 20 years, he has been putting this bill forth in Congress, and nobody's hearing it. So we want to use 25 million signatures to help promote that issue because it's the foundation of everything that Kwali and every one of you other leaders are actually doing when you guys are and when brothers and sisters are stepping up to stand up for justice. And the reason why we keep falling down or falling short of the mark is because they're laughing at us because they know that we still have not centralized our bottom line. We have not strengthened our foundation. While they're standing out there looking at us, and we're growing. And the thing is, which is so important, is that we're growing and growing and growing in numbers. And even as much as we have all these numbers, we're still separated. The one thing that's going to bring us together is centralizing our history and controlling it within ourselves. We have the pattern. Panacea Court, Chattel Slavery has been blessed to present the pattern. And we're presenting this pattern to every single organization throughout the United States. When everybody gets the pattern, we also have a book that explains this whole entire movement. The book is called the DOAS Library Brief, D-O-A-S. Library Brief, D-O-A-S, is acronym for Descendants of Enslaved Africans. Let's go further. Walk with me, if you please. We have also, and I say we, I speak for my organization. I personally have invented a new word. It's called HOFAD. If you think of it in the King or Queen's language, it would be HOFADS, H-O-F-A-D-S. It is an acronym for Heirs of Former African Descent Slaves. You see, that is a future world that does not currently exist yet because it does not exist and will not exist until governments grant us reparations for the damage done from former slavery. Once that happens, we will then be recognized as heirs of former African descent slaves, HOFADS. So when you were saying another profound thing earlier, you was mentioning how we're recognized as African Americans and Jamaicans and all these other names. You see, that's another way they keep us down and they can have us confused. They have us calling different parts of our brothers and sisters by different names. No, we are all brothers and sisters. We all have come from Africa, and no matter which part of the world we live in, we are descendants of African slaves. So if anything, there should be a space on any applications presented by the government that's going to recognize us as DUAS, descendants of African slaves, because that's the most important thing. The censors have to come forth now and present. They're failing to take an accurate account of who exists in regards to descendants of enslaved Africans. This is who we are. We are descendants of African slaves, which takes it above being a black thing at that point, because we know back in slavery days, the slave masters raped our women and made their own children. So the blood was mixed from the very beginning of this slave trade, this transatlantic slave trade process. So we want to take it a step above, because when we unite our entire body of descendants of enslaved Africans, nowhere in this world could they say we are the minority. It's obvious that we are the majority. They have all these things set in place to make it seem like we are the minority, but when you go on to PCOS, PCOCS.org, you will be able to get a copy of this petition. Download the petition. Sign the petition. Mail it in. We are not accepting petitions online. We tried it. Some folks was logging on and putting some words in there that was not acceptable. We want to collect it personally. We want to look the person in the eye when they sign in the petition. We want them to put their signature on it. We already did the calculation. We know how many pages we're going to have. Each page holds 10 signatures, and we're going to do it 25 million times if we have to collect a minimum of 25 million signatures on our petition. Then we will move forward to show the world that we are serious about establishing a foundation for our movement where we're all united on one cord. It doesn't change. It won't change. It's the only history that exists for descendants of enslaved Africans. Let me go further to say, we, and when I say we, I'm speaking about, from my knowledge, it was Reverend Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, and some other ministers who recently filed for reparations some years ago. And there were some numbers of like $40,000. I don't know exactly what the details were. But again, I believe they was laughing at these ministers who was applying for reparations for black people or for African Americans. You see, they fell short from recognizing that you can't just get reparations for a part of the descendants of enslaved Africans. You have to consider the entire African diaspora. And when you do that, it goes outside of a national issue and it becomes an international situation, and you are right on target with the movement. You have soldiers in place all over the world. Now all we have to do is centralize this black history, and you're going to see that it's going to get easier. God has authorized this commission, and it is authenticated by God that we centralize black history information at this time. If Marcus Garvey, David Abernathy, Martin Luther King had all these leaders centralize black history yesterday, we would be a step further today. So today we're going to centralize it, so tomorrow we're going to be a step further, and we're going to be a little bit further than where we are now, because we, once we centralize black history information, we will educate ourselves about the law, because it was the law that prevented us from being who we are. The law actually, if we wanted to have our own freedom, we had to break the law and become outlaws in order to have our own freedom. And this is what we grew up with, breaking the law in order to have what was right. And this is what we're still fighting for. So if we had to come in that way, breaking the law just to get what was right, we have to now break the law to keep what's right. And when I say break the law, I don't mean literally jaywalk when you know it's against the law to jaywalk. But they're not doing nothing about jaywalking, but they can if they wanted to. So these laws are in place. If they want to enforce them, they can punish us severely. Hacking our system is nothing to them. They created the system that we're using. Okay, so now if we want to get control of the situation, we have to go back and strengthen our foundation. It's imperative that we go back to the beginning, and that's where we need to call on all the leaders. All the leaders must support our mission. We got the, we have the blueprint, we have the plan, we have it already mapped out. All you have to do is get the directions. Do as you wish, but read directions first. The directions is already in writing, and it explains how we will centralize Black history information for the benefit of every civil rights movement throughout the United States. That includes every civil rights leader, and in addition to every clergy, regardless of the denomination, because when descendants of enslaved Africans came here, they were spread it out and scattered. They're all over the place. They're under every different kind of religion. They're married in different kind of races. They're all over. So there, wherever they are, we have to consider that they've been directed there and put there by God. So right now, when they wake up, they're going to be in a place that they never thought they would be in, and there's where we have another brother and another sister in position all ready to take charge. We're already in place. All we have to do now is centralize our history, and that's where our leaders need to just step up, make it happen. From President Obama, he's a strong supporter of the civil rights movement. He was an organizer. From President Obama all down to every single leader in the United States, I challenge every single one to be a part of Panacea Corps of Chattel Slavery. Panacea is the key word. Cure all. And this is it. It doesn't change from that. There's no way to deviate from a panacea. The panacea is what we're calling right now. It's the final call. It's the panacea called a chattel slavery. And once we bring that to fruition, it sets the foundation. It's the stage. And again, all of the current leaders must take a position. There's a slot for them. All they have to do is take their position. We raise 25 million signatures, and immediately everything we do, it goes from one level, it goes to the next level, and everything we do, it takes charge. The people there, they have position, they have power. All of a sudden, they take leadership, and you and everything that you and everybody else that you have working with you, everything that you're doing, it has strength. You have power like you've never known before, and this is how every single person is going to wake up once they receive the knowledge. The knowledge is going to be centralized. It's going to be on one level. It's going to be on one chord, and this is the knowledge that we've been waiting for. HOFADS, HOFADS. HOFADS is our sponsor, actually. The way we have it established, we've already had it set in place where we have a profit company that's out there publishing materials for our nonprofit organization and doing things to help the nonprofit organization. And that's HOFADS.com. They are our main sponsor. We're seeking other sponsors, other sponsorship that will help us make this mission, you know, bring it to fruition. And all those things will fall into place once we finish laying the groundwork. We're not even looking for contributions at this point. The only thing we're focusing on is our petition. And we have several thousand signatures thus far. You ready for me, sister? Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, brother. I'm just really letting you break down what you need to break down, because this is really interesting and we really need this in our community. We need to obtain and hold our own knowledge base. That's really true, mm-hmm. brother. So I really want the people to hear about that. That's why I basically asked you a type of a question that will lead you to break down more even further.
Come on now. we've just begun. Listen, you could download that petition, and I'm urging everyone to download that petition. It's up on our website. It's Panacea Corps of Chattel Slavery. The acronym is PCOCS.org. You go onto our website and download that petition. Each petition holds 10 signatures. You go to 10 people you know who have the passion, ask them to go to 10 people they know, you'll have 5,000 signatures you'll be responsible for within 1 week. We're going to get 25 million signatures, and there's nothing that's going to stop us. We are going to every leader, and once the leaders take it to their people, to their congregation, it becomes a domino effect. So
exactly.
If you consider the dominoes, take one domino as a leader, you knock that one down, it's going to take every domino down behind them. And this is the leadership. We're going to lay them in position, and then everybody will be on one court. And then we will start to flood our national database with information, and we will start to build our own hosting site. You see, this is going to take us into a whole nother direction. It's something that does not exist right now, and everything about it is new. We're not reinventing the wheel. Peacocks, HoFads is something that just doesn't exist. HoFads itself, helping others find a dependable service. It's the whole way this whole scenario has been set up. It's the way God has put it into my heart and the way he has allowed me to bring it forth to the people and the leadership. HoFads, as a former African descent slave, is the hope that people have been waiting for. Once people realize who they are, they will no longer call themselves African Americans or Jamaicans or by any other name. We are all descendants of enslaved Africans, descendants of enslaved Africans, descendants of African slaves, DOAS. And this is why we wrote the book. I wrote the book, and I called it DOAS Library Brief. And DOAS, D-O-A-S, Descendants of African Slaves, Library Brief. And in that book, I wrote detail for detail that explains how every organization should support Panacea Court Chattel Slavery for the sole purpose of centralizing black history information. Once that is done, then we begin to move forward. What we have put in place then is America's National Community Service Employment Educational Program, ANCSEEP, A-N-C-S-E-E-P. It's an acronym for that. And the reason why we set it up that way is because we have to start here in America. This is where we are. We cannot abandon the ship in the middle of the ocean and say we're going to get to land. Forget this ship. This is the ship that we have been given. That's called America. So since we've been given America, this is where we are, and this is where the knowledge right now is being birthed. So this is what we have to use as our foundation. So we take this foundation that we've been given, and we have to use it. We'll fall short if we don't use it the right way. It's the bird in our hand. Okay?
Right.
So we have a bird in our hand. It's better than two in the bush. So why would you take the bird in your hand and abuse it and pluck the wings off, pluck the feathers off, and do little silly things that's going to prevent your bird from flying and functioning properly? No, we have a bald eagle here, and it is governed by people that we're very unfamiliar with. Okay? So we cannot be afraid of the leadership that's in position because they don't agree with us, even though we know that they're definitely not in our best interest. So what we have to do is figure out what to do about that person over there that's putting a hole in our ship.
Brother,
we're in the middle
of
the ocean.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I am
so sorry
to interrupt you because what you're saying is very powerful. But, you know, we're going to have two more days to do this radio show before the 23rd. So I would definitely like to invite you back on so you can break down more about what this is, where this is going and where, how it will benefit our people. But I definitely have to, I have like a few more guests on, and we only have like an hour and 17 minutes. But I would love to hear about this more. But give them the website one more time and how to contact you one more time.
Okay.
And then I'll go ahead and you can stay on, but I'll go on to the next person.
I will. It's a Panacea Court of Chattel Slavery. That's P-A-N-A-C-E-A Corp, C-O-R-P-S, of Chattel, C-H-A-T-T-E-L, Slavery, S-L-A-V-E-R-Y-L-T-D. That's our nonprofit organization. And our website is www.pcocs.org. You can download the petition, sign it, and mail it in. God bless you. I'll be there waiting for you, and I'll speak to you next time. Love you all. Black power.
Love you too, brother. Black power. Okay, that brother was very, very powerful, and I should say minister. Let's give my brother minister a hand. He really gave us some information, and that's going to definitely be part of what we're trying to do as a people. So let me move on to the next person, which is 215-769. You're on Black Power Radio.
Black power, black power.
Black power.
National Field Marshal.
Yes, sir, we know you.
What's happening?
Go on,
family?
Brother. Go on. Go on, National Field Marshal. Go on.
Oh, man. Very strong show tonight. Very, very strong show. I just called to get everybody motivated. and aggravated if necessary. April 23rd is just a few days away, family. A few days away. I can't wait. I know these crackers can't wait, but I'm just really excited. Our national chairman is on the move, pushing forward. I know he's excited. So let's just all make it happen. Let's keep our word bonds for our people, to Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad's legacy, and to the fallen comrades and soldiers who've laid their lives and paved the way so we can continue to move with movements such as the national and international call to action. So I'm just humbly honored to be a part of this movement, this Black Power force that's on the rise, kicking crackers down into their own demise. So I'm just honored to be a part of all of this, Queen, that's all. So 8th and Race, Philadelphia, PA, Philadelphia Police Headquarters, 11 a.m., be there. Rain, hail, sleet, snow, earthquake, tornado, typhoon, tsunami, it don't matter. Nothing will stop us from getting a hold of these pigs on April 23rd. So let's everybody get motivated. Get motivated, get live.
Give them the address to the banking office again.
Say again?
Give them the address to the banking office again in case they didn't hear.
All right. 8th and Race, Philadelphia Police Headquarters, 8th and Race Street, Philadelphia, PA, 11 a.m. Be there. Oh, you coonin' if you ain't.
Okay. Do you have anything that you want to say to the people that may be a little bit afraid now because it's coming down today, days and days and days away?
Man. Well, we've just been on such a strong revolutionary week dealing with the Nazis in Trenton. And making these bastards just run cowtow with their tails all up in their behind. The best I would say is hold the line. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of now. Because if we can make the Nazis run out of their own rally, surrounded by 4,000 to 5,000 pigs dressed in riot gear, strapped to the T with grenade launchers and anything you could possibly think of these crackers having, they had, and we still went behind enemy lines and did what we had to do. We defended our hoods, we defended our Black women, we defended our Black children, regardless to whom or what. And what really shocked me about the whole situation, the fact that Black people stand up makes the white man cringe.
Stand down.
The New Jersey State Police were some goddamn punks. We came on the scene and their knees just start buckling. They trigger finger just starting getting a little itchy. Dogs just start barking a little extra. See? So you just gotta hold the line, Black people. It is time to wake up, clean up, and stand up. Our babies will no longer respect us if we coon out on April 23rd. This is a generation of youth revolt, youth revolt.
Hello. Okay.
Empowerment.
Yeah, you're breaking up a bit,
brother. So let us give them the example should have done for us. Let us not be lazy, punk, cowtow, and faggots when it comes to the liberation and the salvation of this young youth nation, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. Thanks so much for coming on Black Power Radio. You're welcome anytime. Of course. All right. Let's move on to the next one. But stand by because we might have some questions for you. All right. Next person, 415-571-04. You're on Black Power Radio. What's going on?
Black power, one thumb
black
up, one
power.
Thumb down. This is Queen Nandi. This is Queen Nandi from
doing,
San Francisco.
How's your organizing
good.
Efforts going away, going on? How's that going for you, for your day of action?
The organizing is pretty much gone well.
but it looks like it's going to be a mama-child takeover, so I'm not going to complain what the energy is amongst the people right now in San Francisco, seeing it was kind of like a difficult task to do, but mm-hmm. that seems to be the energy of Frisco, is the mama and the children, because as you know, especially in California, we are the ones that are not being heard within the juvenile justice system. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that are not being heard within the, you know, mm-hmm. the court system, the family court system. We just had a sister get her children taken away yesterday because there mm-hmm. was an issue between her and her teenage son, and the police figured, well, hell, we'll take all the children. See, and that's what we're fighting against. We already have one judge. She's going to retire this April because of our pressure, because, like I say, I don't believe, and I'm not saying that I'm a racist, because racist means you're putting down one race, but I'm going by my history. I'm going by my instinct. I'm going by my experience with this system, and I say that with three S's because I say it like a snake. They have no place in my household. They have no place in sisters' households, conscious sisters and brothers and households that are doing the right thing and rearing their children to be black children and not systematic children and not the children that's going to be future cattle for the prison industrial complex. So, like I said, sister, you know, I'm just thankful that that's the energy of the vibe that's going to be on the 23rd. It's just the mamas and the kids. We got a small space that we were able to seize, and I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. So, it's some progress going on here.
I need you to give out your location. You give out your location to
where
you're
located. Okay, the location is going to be
put that on the national website.
Okay, we're going to be at the little mini park. For some reason, I'm the third person that I've heard so far that said we're going to do our demonstration across the street from a police station. So, like I said, again, maybe that is the vibe that they need to be well alert to what we're doing and what we're asking, because a lot of what we see in the Bay Area, too, is based upon police brutality. So, like I said, I feel blessed that the energy is just going that way. That's what the mm-hmm. energy is, the mother, the child, police brutality, because, you know, I had Cameron Boyd killed right across the street. I live right across the street from where Cameron Boyd was assassinated. And, you know, like I said, you know, the cops are high-fiving each other, hee-haw, and doing all these things. So we're standing up against that because that seems to be the major problem, like I said, with the juvenile injustice system and also with the family court system that we have going on in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And another thing, you know, real quick, I want to, you
but
know, give
the
a big thumb up.
Because a lot of people don't know.
It's
you know what I mean?
Okay, we on Fillmore. We on Fillmore. It's not an exact address. We're across the street from the Northern Station Police Department, Fillmore, and that'll be Eddy Street at the little mini park. And we have a stage, and we got the colors there, the garbage colors. We got the red, the black, the green there, and we just going to sit there. And us mamas, we just going to sit there with the kids. And then the kids decide they want to do their little, make their voices heard at the juvenile justice system.
Okay, but do me a favor. As soon as you get off
yes,
the phone,
ma'am.
I need you to text that obtain that address exactly, and text it to that 502 number.
Okay.
If you would. That way we'll have that, and we can get that
on
the national website.
Okay, because the park doesn't have an exact location, but it's right in between the Buffalo Soldiers building and the McDonald's. If anybody is familiar with the San Francisco Bay Area, that's where it'll be located, because the park itself don't have an exact location, but you just got to look for the landmarks, and that's the best I can do is the Buffalo Soldiers building. It's an old Buffalo Soldier building, and then we have a McDonald's, and then right across the street, we have the Northern District Police Station
in you give
San Francisco in the Fillmore District.
Could you give out your contact information in case people get lost trying to get there?
Okay, I have no problem with that. Just hit me up at Kimberly Swan. I'm going by the slave name on Facebook, Kimberly Swan on Facebook. And I'm the one with the Malcolm X pose. You'll see nothing more, you'll see nothing less.
That's right, sister. Let me announce his number real quick for those that don't know. To get more information upon the packet of the National Day of Action, or to leave you join, the number is 502-299-8530. And also the email is nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Go ahead, Queen.
Okay, yes,
also,
ma'am. And I just want to ask.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to ask you.
Okay, I just want to give a comment. I just don't want to talk about, you know, what's going on in Frisco, but I've been hearing the station. Last week I got cut off because, you know, that was the mankind that did that. I was fully aware of that. That was Mankind that cut me off real good because, you know, I was going to get heavy on him. But I just wanted to give a comment to the brother that was just on before me that and how important it is for us to learn about our culture and learn about ourselves because that's one of the ways they are mainly controlling us. Like, I just had a debate yesterday because I was criticized. I'm always criticized because I'm going to tell like it IT is. I'm not going to lie to kick it to my people because we're on life support, and that's something that's very detrimental to me, and I'm going to do something about it if it means my life. But I was criticized because I made a comment yesterday that, okay, I say, what's the definition of a Jamaican man? What's the definition of a Haitian man? What's the definition of an African man? I seen Caucasian man pop up. That's not the definition of a Haitian man. That's not, oh, well, I'm white, I was born in Jamaica, or I was white, I was born in Africa. That doesn't make you a native of that land, sons and daughters. I'm here to tell y'all. And I had a serious debate where I'm going to write a heavy piece upon it because I cannot be born a black woman. I am. I cannot be born in China, and they're going to call me Chinese. I'm just a black woman born in China. So I had a serious debate upon that. You are not an African. You are not a Jamaican. You are not a Haitian. Just because you are born on that soil, you're not, first of all, 9 out of 10, I had a debate with a white woman who said she was an African. No, you were born off stolen soil, my dear. There's nothing racist about that. You're a thief. That's in your history. That's in history and history. You are thieves. You're culture robbers. They even robbed us for our time period, brothers and sisters, because the Augustus Cracker, who we got the month August after, is the one that redid the whole time period going about the Conquer thing. Black folks' time period is going way past 2011. And so these are the things that we must learn. These are the things that we must seize back in order to help and survive in our race, too. And we got to have God on our side because we know the devil's here, so people don't have no doubt that God is not here. God is here to seek the truth and to be who you are, and you go by your spirit. Because I don't follow a religion, sister. I follow what is called common sense. And I listen to my ancestors, and I listen to my spirituality. I don't go to the church because they kicked me out the Christian churches, but I'm welcome at a mosque. I'm not mad. But what I'm saying is right. Very important what that brother said. We have to learn about yourself because if you don't know where you come from, where you know where you're going to go. Because now, right now, people are talking about we are the world. No, we're not the world. No, everything is not in peace. No, yes, we are being manipulated under a system right now, which I'll call Hollywood. I don't call it Hollywood because they're preparing, they're making ozone children with us, and everybody's just falling for it hook, line, and sinker. I'm going to marry a white woman. I'm going to marry me a white man. You think you're doing, you're not progressing your race by doing that. I'm not made with nothing but other than my kind because I know that my people is at the brink of extinction, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. And that is a very, very serious situation than to be sitting up here worried about the fame and the fortune. And, you know, because that's all it's about in California, the fame and the fortune. I done seen people with my own eyes sell their soul to the devil. The devil ain't getting mine. The devil's not getting mine. I done seen that with my own eyes, sister. So it is very important. Don't go to Jerusalem. Don't just go over to Mecca. You go to Africa, too. You go to South Africa, too. When I trace my roots, I came from one of the oldest tribes of the African continent. It goes back 150,000 years. Brothers and sisters, it is very important. Just like the brother said, we got to know about our culture, and you got to understand the cracker's condition. You can't be mad at him. Don't waste too much time hating him. Understand his condition because he understood ours to conquer us. Do you understand my plan, sister? And it's very detrimental. We have another date in California, San Francisco, coming up May 19th. We're going to have a day called Stand Up for Ours Day, where me and Brother Jamal and Poor Magazine is going to take to every hood, and we're going to pull these youngsters' ears. We're going to give them information on their rights.
I want to invite you back for that. Then that way you can break that down even clearer. You know how we do. We definitely want you to pump.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
When is that day going to be, Queen? Tell me what that day is going to be, and then
it's
I'm going to have to
be May 19th.
Okay.
May 19th. Go to
poormagazine.org,
or you can go to queen90x@poormagazine.org, or you can go to Kimberly Swan at Facebook.
Right. All we
yes,
have
ma'am.
To do is we're going to invite you back on, and you just, you know, after the day of 23rd, we'll just start pumping a little bit more heavily for you. So it's all good.
Okay. Okay.
And we really
no, not
appreciate
a problem,
your camaraderie ship, and I just want to say,
not
black
a problem.
Power, you stand by because somebody might
black
have
power,
a question
black power.
For you. All right.
One black thumb power. Up, one thumb down. Black power.
That's right. Black power, Queen.
Well, that was Sister Queen 90, boy. She was bringing the fire, boy. Every time she come on, fire phone calls light up. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next person. Hopefully we have a 314. I'm sorry, they hung up. Anyway, we have a 404. I'm sorry, correction. They just hung up, too. We have a 602-237. You're on Black Power Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, Black Power.
Well, like, salam, brother. Black Power.
Yes, this is Malik Yalghani. And I'm just calling, lending in my support for this National Day here on the 23rd. I had some conversation with the national representative and Malik Shabazz himself. But I'm out here in Phoenix, Arizona, but I represent Watt down there in California. And just lending my support for the movement and it all. But what we have and what I'm doing here, I heard the sister and the brother just prior to me, and I'm right there with them on what they were saying, particularly the brother and the sister there, because if we don't know what was, we're going to be incapable of knowing what is, you know, so, and we'll be ill-prepared for what is yet to come, and for the African diaspora. You know, we all come from the same place, and so many times it's not a Haitian thing, it's not a Cuban thing, a Dominican or Jamaican or African American. We all come from the same source, and we got to understand that. And I support Brother Shabazz for his tireless effort and to bring about the fruition of the will of God for Black people here in America. Like I said, I represent the Watts area, and hopefully we can, hopefully things can turn to the better. Probably can even get a chapter going on over there. But I would like to say before I get off the phone, because I have my grandchildren with me right now, but I would like to say that we are doing a 10-city tour, starting in June, fact-finding mission starting in June, and an economic tour, you know, so we're going to do 10 cities starting in Los Angeles, and we'll go to Sacramento, and then to Oakland, you know, and then back to Phoenix, and then to Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, we're going to go to Washington, D.C., the Baltimore area, and Boston, and so on and so on, and it's catching on pretty good, and I talked to the chairman about that, and he supports
mm-hmm.
us. But I'm here to just lend my support because I'm very busy right now trying to organize some upcoming events right now. And I was trying to be in the area over there and watch this weekend, but it don't look like I'm going to be making it because I'm wrapped up in buying a new home here, you know. So, but, yes, I just wanted to lend my support to this Malik Yalghani and Black Power people. And I enjoyed this listening in on this radio program here. Thank you,
sister.
All right,
sister. No problem. All right, brother, thank you. Let's move on to the next person, finally. 314. Okay, they hung up again. I'm not going to keep. Okay, how about 225?
Yes.
We have 225. Go ahead, Black Power.
Black Power, assalamu alaikum to my people. This is Silky Slim. I'm calling out of Baton Rouge where we're organized, ready to move on the 23rd. We're going to have a meet and greet with all our neighbors. It's going to be at the Martin Luther King Center on Gus Young. We're also going to have a high school assembly at Bel Air High School at 12 noon. And from 4 o'clock, we're going to have a sit-in over at Bayou Cafe. And anybody that's listening from Baton Rouge, I'm quite sure that you're familiar with the Stop the Killer Hour of Power, where we keep it real, what we call a Tom and a spade. And here in Baton Rouge, we're definitely dealing with an Uncle Tom mayor that's bucking and jumping with these white folks while our people are suffering and dying in the streets. And what I was listening to, I heard the young lady saying that the European has stole our time, but we're still in our time now because we're killing each other off. So our message has to be to stop the killing, and I think that this day of action is definitely a great day for us to get that message out. So this is Baton Rouge. We representing in Baton Rouge, and we definitely going to be putting it down in a major way. We coming in peace, but any type of way that we have to go, that's exactly how it's going to be here, because we're sick and tired of seeing our kids die in the streets. So I just want to encourage everybody in Baton Rouge to come out to the Martin Luther King Center on Gus Young Avenue. Be there for 1:30 where we'll be going down. Then we're going to be at Bayou Cafe with that hot black coffee, so we're going to let you know what's happening with that. Come there for 4 o'clock, and we're going to be at Bel Air High School for 12 noon. So make sure that you support us. To all my people that's in the movement of the Stop the Killer movement, I'm going to definitely be looking for y'all to show up and show out so that we can show these white folks exactly what we're doing and let these crackers know that we're sick and tired of being stepped on. Thank you so much, sister, and this is Baton Rouge representing.
All right, Baton Rouge in the house. Okay, let's move on to the next caller. We have 502-759-60. You on Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Nino. I was given his number to get more information about the new Black Panthers. The young brother coming out of Louisville, Kentucky, but originally I was before I came to Louisville, I stayed in Ohio, and I actually got a chance to talk to King Shamir. He's the first Black Panther I got a little bit of knowledge from, but he's a busy man and I understand. I was glad to hear that he was on the radio. That kind of motivated me to call up.
But let me give you the number. Let me get write this down, brother. Let me give you the number, the direct number to Louisville, Kentucky. Let me get that number right now.
I got contact with them. They gave me the number to call y'all.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I've been listening to the radio show for like the last 3 days or something like that.
You going to the Day of Action, brother?
Nah, actually, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I got a boxing match on the same day.
Oh, you got a boxing match, okay. Well, any comments you want to say to the listeners with your youth? Anything you want to tell people to encourage them? Because you can't come, but maybe somebody else need to be encouraged to come.
I'm trying to actually understand what the Day of Action is. I'm trying to get more information about the new Black Panthers as much as possible. I'm trying to
Let me announce this number to everybody, just for those that don't have the number again. It's 502-299-8530. And you can get all the information that you may need or you want for the Day of Action, or you want information regarding the new Black Panther Party. So, brother, just stand by, hold the line. If you got anything else you want to say, go ahead, brother, say.
Oh, no, that was it.
Okay, brother. Well, stand by and listen and continue to listen to the radio show, brother. We really appreciate you. And call that number. We really can't wait to hear from you. All right, brother. Black Power.
Black Power.
Okay. We have the next number, 314-249-88. You're on Black Power Radio. How can I help you?
Oh, what's up?
Hey.
What's up? This is Brother Brian from St. Louis.
Yes, sir. Go on, brother.
This Saturday, April 23rd, in the city of St. Louis, our National Day of Action will be held at Mary W. Fowler Park, located at the corner of Union Boulevard and Page Boulevard, beginning at 1 p.m. So if you're in the area, come out and support.
What time is your Day of Action starting, brother?
What was that?
What time is your Day of Action starting?
1 p.m.
1 p.m., okay. All right. Tell them again what the address is, because some folk, you know, act like they don't know. So give them a shout-out, too.
Mary W. Fowler Park at the corner of Union Boulevard and Page Boulevard. And down here in St. Louis, we'll be talking about issues that are recently and are currently harming our community, such as the violence. Because, you know, 5 of the past 6 years in St. Louis, you know, we've been tragically stood amongst the worst cities with the highest murder rates per capita. So
mm-hmm.
We really want to speak to the people about that. But it's a big issue out here. And a lot of the elders out here are really scared to turn their back when you're walking down the street, you know? And
yeah,
we want to talk about health as well, because it's our issues in the community have grown, you know, the average waistline as well. We got a lot of deaths due to diseases that are easily curable with, like, proper nutrition, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. So we want to speak about that because when you're riding around, you see these little kids out here. They ain't but in middle school, but they 250. And you like, damn. Like, we need to do something about this. So I want to get everybody out. We want to bring everybody out to come here and talk about building the black family and just bringing function back to it, because the black family is the black community. If you got a dysfunctional black family, you know, if the average black family is dysfunctional, your community going to be dysfunctional.
Exactly.
So we want to talk about that and bring a lot of bring that to the table and just have people come out and get an understanding of what they need to be doing.
Okay, brother, that sounds, that's St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. St. Louis in the house. I'm excited about that, and I know that you all are going to push that program well. Everybody that called in, I know that they're going to push theirs as well also. But, brother, thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any closing words or number of contact that you want to put out to everybody that may not, you know, may want information?
Not right now, but I will say that just come out, show support. You know, it's time to come together and hold hands, bring unity. Let's build that black family. Let's save the black baby. Let's come on. Come on, St. Louis.
All right. Come on, St. Louis, the brother says. Black Power, thanks for calling in, brother.
All right,
thank you. Black Power. All right, let's go on to the next person. We have 951234. Let's try it again. 951234. You on Black Power Radio?
Black Power, Black Power. Just want to say Black Power to all my people. And I'm just over anxious about April 23rd. I'm actually calling from Moreno Valley, California.
Okay.
I plan on meeting up with people at the Moreno Valley Community Park, and I've just been just putting out flyers everywhere, just trying to mobilize with the people to see what they're, you know, willing to do. And it's no presence of black liberation in my city, so I plan on trying to start something up grassroots and find some like minds and start to build and share this information that we've been pushing these last, you know, all this time.
Okay. But tell them where you're going to be at once more, brother, and if any contact information, a telephone number, email, or something you want to get to people that's in your local area, brother. Go ahead, blast them with that.
All right, no problem. It's going to be at the Moreno Valley Community Park, and that's located on Cottonwood and Frederick. It's off of Main Street. People are pretty familiar with that. If you want to find my Facebook, you can just type in P's and Q's, which is PS, the and sign, and then just QS, and it'll come up, it'll pop up the rest. The complete spelling is P's and Q's, manifesting all of the all. You can contact me on there, send me a message, and we're just trying to build with the people to start a grassroots organization out here in Moreno Valley, and, you know, get the information to the people and get rooted.
We need that in Cali. We definitely need that in Cali, of all places. We got to really start back rebridging Cali back, you know. No matter what area, the brother says, come on to his area and help him build. All right, brother, you got anything else you want to say?
I just want to say the city again, Moreno Valley, California. We building and we coming. I use music. They call me P's and Q's, Activate. And I got a YouTube. I do a show. And basically what I do is just share my thoughts, walk around my city, interviewing people. You can look that up, youtube.com/ORNGLOC, on Glock, and they can look that up if they want to, you know, support that as well. So go ahead and keep doing it, and April 23rd is going down. Black Power sister.
All right, brother. Black Power, brother, I'm proud of you. That's good. I'm proud of everybody that's calling in. Come on, we got somebody else from the 314-599 area. Come on, brother or sister. Talk to me. Talk black to me. Black Power, you're on the radio. 314-599-84. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you're
on
the radio right now.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, sister?
Doing great.
My name is Queen Cleopatra, Lady D.L. Bay, and I'll be one of the speakers here in St. Louis on April 23rd on Page and Union. And the issue that I'll be addressing will be the purification process.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware what the purification process is.
Yes, ma'am, I actually am. I'm from St. Louis. I actually know you, Sister Lady D.
Wonderful. I'm glad. You know, I thought I recognized that voice. Somebody called me this evening. No, they didn't call. They texted me this number. And I decided to listen. And after I listened, I said, okay, I need to call in and let these people know exactly what's going to be going on here in St. Louis. We're going to be talking about, actually, I'll be addressing the issue of how to remedy diseases without being on doctor's medication with all natural herbs and oils and ointments and things that basically take the fungus and bacteria out of your body and off of your body. Right now, our children are being born with basically diseases, and I'm going to be talking about what a disease is and how to basically get rid of that condition by using all natural products.
That sounds good, Queen. But I definitely would like to maybe one day invite you back on the show. We got to keep it moving. But go ahead and give out your where the location is again, just for those that didn't hear.
Okay, we'll be on Page and Union in St. Louis, Missouri, on April the 23rd from 1 o'clock until, I don't know, about 7 p.m., you guys said.
Do what you do, Queen.
Yeah, and the name of my company is the Nile Purification Process. You can get me up on the NilePurePro.com, NilePurePro.com. Thank you,
okay,
sweetheart.
Queen. All right, I have to really appreciate you, Black Power Queen. All right, let's move on, boy. St. Louis is in the building, and Cali. Cali killing them. All right, let's go on to the next caller. We have 702-648-21. You're on Black Power Radio.
Hey, Black Power to you, sister. I'm enjoying the program. I'm listening to the program and enjoying what everybody has to say. And as I listen to it, I think to myself, in answering the question that I ask of myself, what does the black community need more than anything? You know, and after listening to Ed Schultz and Sharpton and the rest of them do their thing on their so-called black agenda thing, I said the black community needs more than anything a consensus. A consensus is not 100% agreement between everybody. Generally speaking, we have said we are going in this direction, and these are the general steps that we need to take to get here at a particular time. So when we talk about the 23rd, I think that the best thing that can come out of that is a consensus about certain directions, certain structures, certain things that we need. For example, we have many issues. You talked to the brother about the reparations thing. We have the issue of nationality so that we can function as a nation on this planet and get respect from other nations of the world. We have reparation issues. We have nationhood, political and educational, structural issues, health issues. All these issues are little issues that's in the black community, but there needs to be some sort of framework that can house all these issues and at the same time be the guiding framework that will help us in our consensus. This is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm thinking as I listen to all of the callers. I believe, and I'm not a Muslim and don't want to be one, but I believe that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has the best structural program to accommodate all our issues and at the same time move us into a direction that where all of us, no matter what our political or economic or religious paradigms are, we can all work within this framework. And I believe that this black nation has to now come to a consensus that we're going to go in this direction, not 100 different directions, everybody going their own way and saying we're all going in the same direction. We got to now decide, because America is tired of us. And it doesn't matter if you are Dr. Fleming, which I am. It doesn't matter if you are a black man bum on the street. It does not matter if you are middle class, if you are a low class, a high class. If your skin is black, you got a target on you. And we need to say we want to go in this direction. And no matter whatever else happens, if we don't have a consensus, we are just going to make a lot of noise on the 23rd. And on the 24th, we're going to go back to sleep and fold our hands, smoke a weed, drink a beer, party. And we're going to, again, wait till the next time somebody do something to us. And then we're going to raise up again and make some more noise. We got to come to a consensus. What direction does black America go? Nationhood or integration? These are the choices now. Am I making any sense to anybody except myself?
No, sir, brother. We hear you loud and clear. This is Sean Quali, national spokesman. You sounding off, Doc. You sounding off. We appreciate your spirit, and I think that you're right on point in everything that you're saying. And I just wanted to let it be known to the listening audience that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has endorsed this National International Day of Action. Reverend Al Sharpton has endorsed this National International Day of Action, and so many others. And so we're right in line with you. That's all I'm trying to say to you. We're right in line with you. So I think that after the 23rd, no, we don't want to go back to business as usual. I think we will, as a people, be able to organize a consensus and have a political and economic wherewithal to do so now, brother. So we appreciate you, Black. How can the people contact you and get in touch with you?
Well, I do a blog talk thing, and what I'm going to do is a program on WDSBradio.com. That's WDSBradio.com. I'm on Facebook. You can look me up, Dr. Alonzo Richard Fleming Jr., and I do a program every day, and I deal with issues in Detroit because Detroit is the epicenter. Detroit is the epicenter. Detroit is showing the choices that we have made as Black America. It is showing us our folly. It's ground zero, showing us our folly. Detroit, Michigan. So I'm saying let's try to hammer out for real, people, because America has let us go. She don't have no money to fix or hire her own people. And we sitting here killing one another and slandering and murdering and slaughtering and don't have no ideas. And we're looking to a nation that can't even fix herself. She got the whole planet
right.
Mad at her.
Oh, that's
because
right.
She's
that's
been
right.
So wicked. So
that's
we need
right.
to we need to plow our own way while we got the chance. And like I say, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Christian, I ain't even no American. I'm a black man that's ready to move. I've got enough smarts to run my own nation. I don't need another man to beg from. I don't have to beg from nobody. I can build my own. I can run my own family. I can run my own city. I know I got the skills. We got the skills. We've been through 450 years of hell. You mean to tell me we ain't learned nothing from this?
Oh, yeah, we have. Oh, yeah,
I'm
we have.
I'm through with it. Thanks for taking
it.
My call.
Hey, you right on point. We appreciate you, black man. Appreciate your spirit. They're finally listening. The black nation is just sounding off and letting you know. And we're not going to be used as cattle and whatnot anymore. We're not going to take the same old, same old. And you can hear the brother's spirit. And all the cities that I've heard on here, we hear your spirit. And we're just asking you to organize, organize, organize in the spirit of Kwame Ture, in the spirit of all of our great ones who have come before us. It is time to organize. And I got to be clear on that. That April 23rd is not the magic wand to every situation in the black nation. It's not that. It's not the magic wand. April the 23rd is that day when that black man and that black woman says, now I'm making up my mind. Huh? I'm getting up off of the couch. I'm getting up from in front of the TV. I'm going to get up from out the movie theater or what have you, and I'm going to do something for the people. That's when you make up your mind. It's like being bullied in school or being bullied in class. And then it's like you're just making up your mind saying, on this day, if this one messes with me or does something with me, today is that day. Or it's like when you be on your job and the boss is messing with you and you say, today just ain't the day. You know, today ain't that day. Maybe yesterday, but today ain't that day. And April 23rd, for every black man and black woman out there, it's not going to be that day. You all can't imagine, or maybe you can, but you really just try to imagine with me some of the hate mail, some of the hate emails and calls we've been getting from people just angry that black folks is organizing. Just mad at the thought of black people organizing. Not to mention, let me throw this one in here. Mr. Amir, let me throw it in. Not to mention the boycott, the Buy Black boycott. People is heated on that. But let me tell you all this. We got every reason to say Buy Black. I mean, I got to jump on it. We got every reason to say Buy Black because we buy everything else. And we the number one consumers out of any people in the world of everything except our own stuff. And right now, the black infrastructure, the black economic infrastructure is crumbling in terms of the black nation in America. Because our dollars only go to the white power structure, period. Supports this government, supports this economy. So when you see police brutality, when you see things happening in our community, our tax dollars support the abuse. Every time you buy something, every time that you spend it, I spend my money to their infrastructure, and one of our children loses their life to police brutality, or one of our family members is incarcerated behind bars. That's your tax dollars and my tax dollars and our money's upholding the system. So what I'm saying is this. I'm saying, why not buy black? Why not buy black? Why not begin to build up the black business? Where's the black movie theaters at? Where's the black newspapers at now? Where's the black restaurants and the black supermarkets? And where's the black farmland at? We got to talk about this on Black Power Radio. We only got 3 days. We only got 3 days. And so I'm saying, where is the black dollar in the black community? We're going to spend the rest of our lives shopping with other people and shopping for other people. Spend the rest of our lives never owning anything and always being beggars and people pleading to get a piece of the pie. We cannot do that and say that we're going to be a sovereign people and an independent people and we're going to be a free people. There's no way we can make it like that. The brother was right. He said America's tired of us, but the real truth is America's been tired of us. And now we got to get damn tired of the condition that we're in. Got to get sick to our stomachs of the condition that we're in. We got to get so angry and so upset and so ready to work that it's got to make us do something. Right, that's what this National International Day of Action is all about. Let me say this. Hey, it's not about no vainglory. This movement that has spread all across the globe is not about no vainglory. Could care less about my name being somewhere. You know what I mean? Dr. Sonny Malik Zulu Shabazz name somewhere, the new Black Panther Party name somewhere, whoever. It's got nothing to do with that. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to black survival, we all we got. You see all these storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes, some natural and some man-made taking place right now? Guess what? More of that's on the way, right?
They just took down Harp's website. Y'all see that? Y'all know what Harp is, don't you? That's where they manufacture earthquakes. And they manufacture weather phenomena. They just took down the website because the people were beginning to ask, they were beginning to ask questions about what's going on in Japan, what's going on in Haiti, what's going on in this place and that place where they have multiple earthquakes back to back. Okay? One thing is real, the wool is being pulled off of our eyes at a slow pace, but it's coming off. And the more we agitate, and the more we push, and the more we organize, the faster people wake up. So I'm going to turn it back over to our national assistant. But I'm just saying this. Everybody on this line and everybody listening who's not the CIA and who's not the FBI or who's not the NSA, you're all important. To our enemies on the line, I hope that the black nation can suck up enough air that you can never breathe again. These spin doctors have tried to make a mess out of this beautiful movement, trying to put this stuff all over the web and trying to give it a slant that it ain't got nothing to do with the freedom of black people. I'm saying this, that those of you who are writers, those of you who know how to put out proper propaganda, those of you who are movie makers and web designers, and those of you who know how to get the message out, get the message out about the National and International Day of Action, that this is for the freedom and liberation of black people. It's for the freedom and the liberation of black people. And that we're no longer content with sitting around being slaves after 449 plus years. Let me turn you back over to our national assistant, Black Power.
Man, that was a heated one. And I appreciate the brother that was just on here breaking down how he felt and what was going on. That's very, very important as our movement goes on. But we need more of our people to be able to stand up and to really give a damn about each other. Go and knock on your neighbor's door and tell them, I give a damn. Maybe we need to start doing things like that. We need to start going door to door and checking on our elders. We need to start going door to door also to check on our babies, because although that child may not be your baby on that level, you didn't bear it out your womb. However, you did give life to this earth. We all gave life to this earth, and we need to really get back to doing this kind of stuff. Because it's very, very important that we get on to making our conditions differently in this world today. And we say, you know, like the sister said, I agree with her when she talked about, she definitely brought it up, how she is not, that we are not of this world. And we're really not, because if we say that we are trying to destroy what they have in place because it's not working for us. That system is not working for us at all. And why should we continue to pay all these tax dollars for not having any representation within the Senate, within the state, within their so-called president? We don't have any representation. We don't have anything that says, okay, we black, we strong, we love each other, we trying to rebuild, you know what I mean, us. And we don't have preventative medicines that they're, you know, really trying to give to us. Instead, they're trying to give us their medicines, which is poisonous, which is cancer, you know, which causes cancer. You know, if you ever look at those commercials and you see those commercials, when they'll be like, okay, if you're, you know what I mean, if you just have anxiety, right? Let's say that you have anxiety, you know, and then they'll say up on the medications, they was like, well, if you have anxiety, then make sure that you, you know, this is a blood thinner. So, you know, the medication, the downfall of it is a blood thinner. Oh, and by the way, it may make you faint. You know what I mean? And all these different ills, meaning that it's not healthy. We should not even be considering taking that type of medication. I don't think we really realize how we need to go back to herbs and we need to go back to the naturalistic aspect of us. You know what I mean? We have within us some things that can cure us if we only just apply it right within our diets. If we begin to change our diets, we begin to even change our state of mind, because a lot of us
are so negative, and it's not just, it's a difference between being negative, and it's a difference between telling the truth. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't, every time you talk to some of our people, you're mentioning something to them, something so positive and powerful that we should be doing. And like that brother was breaking down with the knowledge base, that we should be gathering up a database, knowledge base. And some of our people are like, oh, we niggas don't read. You know what I mean? That's the first thing out of our folks' minds. So if we keep thinking like that, we're never going to advance. We're never going to get any ways fast, as they say. We're never going to get anywhere with that type of mind process, without that type of mindset. If we're always having to referee between our people, we always have to keep it up within our organizations. If we keep it up with trying to referee and get everybody to stop trying to be chairman or stop everybody trying to be the boss and be seen, then we really could establish something. But it's so difficult that we have to spend so much time and breaking people up and saying, hey, brother, you stay here, since you stay over here, leave her alone, leave him alone, and we just work professionally together and try to make some things happen. But it's so difficult because while we're working, we got that small 2% few, because it's just 2%. It's not all of our people, because our people are beautiful. But we had a small 2% few that are so negative and so just, I don't know what to call them. They just don't want to see a change, and they're so lazy and rebellious in the wrong sense. There's nothing wrong with being rebellious. If you are rebellious against the state, if you are rebellious against the system, then we would definitely be able to make more and change more. But it's difficult when we have certain allies. So upon this day, the date of 23rd, this is a chance for us, for the ones that have not been heard in other organizations, who have not been, like, ideals that are beautiful, that the ideals that they have can actually be turned into action. If they could get with us on these days, then we can actually start something. And that's why we have to stop being afraid. You know, we have to stop exuberating that fear factor. We have too much fear within our, you know, with, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's 2011, and I don't understand, why some of us are still afraid of things that, you know, are already for sight. I mean, we're the same people that are running out every day, our lives on the line, because we may be shot, we may be murdered by the pigs, we might be, you know, they might kick in our doors for the anti-terrorism bill and call us terrorists overnight. Because we are black, remember, black people, because we don't agree with certain principles. Even if we're doing it quietly, everything is tapped, so they already know who you are, right? So, you know, so why be afraid to just stand up and be you? You know what I mean? Be the true you and stop allowing other people to instill this Willie Lynchism within your entity, within your body, your mind, and your framework. We have to kill it. We do have to kill it. We first got to kill the nigga within us, and then we have to kill the nigga within some of our people. And then we can be able to move stronger. But we have to stop fighting and stop arguing and who organization is the best. You know, we don't need to talk about that no more. It doesn't matter. What matters is upon this date, if we look at this date as a stepping stone, we should, for something greater than just that day. We should really be, like, organizing to make not only that day, you know, a day where we're organizing, but upon the following days to be even greater and better. Or otherwise, we're wasting time, and we really don't have time because we could die, like, tomorrow, you know. So I think we do have a call on the air. I'm going to go ahead and take you. I just saw you come back on. 863-709. You're on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I'm calling in regards to the organization that y'all was going to have on the 23rd. Right now, I don't have no transportation, and I was wondering, will y'all have any buses that's pulling out from Lakeland to Tampa, Florida?
So you in how far is Lakeland, Florida?
I'm guessing around about a good hour and a half or 2 hours.
Well, I tell you what, black man, do me a favor. I'm going to give you this number. Just text this number, and then we're going to link you up with somebody that's close to your area. That number, again, is 502-299-8530. Again, 502-299-8530.
Thank you.
Text that number, and then we'll go from there. All right, brother?
All right. Thank you. Black power.
All right. Thank you. Black power, brother. All right. Shoot, we said buses to go out. Wow. Anyway, we have another call on the air. Let's go ahead and take him or her. I'm saying it like I know. I don't even know this number. It's 225-324-44. You're on Black Power Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, sister. You there?
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Go ahead, brother. We can hear you now. Go ahead. Talk
okay,
like
good. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Welcome, Assalam,
brother.
Peace.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Brother Leslie X from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm sitting here listening to the callers on the call tonight. First of all, I like to say to all the black people out there, we are all the original people. We're of God. We totally submit to the will of God, regardless if you think you do or if you know you do. You do anyway. When you wake up in the morning, you submit to his will. So why don't you submit all the way to his will and do the things you need to do to further what God has already put in front of us called survival, bringing forth a nation of people is a hard job to do. So those people out there trying to do this, I applaud you. To bring together a nation of people who've been spoiled, robbed, and just downtrodden, it's a difficult job. I salute the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all that they've done for me and brothers and sisters that I've seen come up out of the gutter. The program that has been set in front of you is the groundwork that you need. We will jump on any bandwagon that the devil has put in front of us and say, oh, we can use that program to go. But the one thing you will not try, black folks,
mm-hmm.
black people, brothers and sisters, is the program of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad because of your fears of what people will say and think. To hell with what white folks think. To hell with what others think. Do what's right. If you are not out protecting your black woman and your black family, you will never get the respect of your enemy. That's the first thing you must do. Get up off of his poison. I'll tell you, some of you out there in Radio Land may be still on that pig. Get off of it because that's what got your mind poisoned now. That pig keeps you in the dang-gone doghouse with your black people. It keeps your poison and out of your doggone mind. Follow the program that's been set before you by those who went before you. Our black folk would not let you even look at our black women back in the days. Now you letting a white cracker walk up and down the street holding her hand, grabbing on her behind and talking to her any kind of way. How the hell that white man going to respect you or anybody else respect you when you let anybody disrespect your woman, your queen, the mother of your children, the person who brings life to our nationality? I heard somebody on there say earlier that they want a racist. I'd be doggone. Yes, I am a racist. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. The word IST means someone who dominates what they do. You are a perfectionist. But when you have a scientist, he's perfected science. A violinist, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, when you have a violinist, they perfected the art of playing the violin. You have a pianist, a pharmacist. So being a racist is nothing wrong with being a racist because you love and perfect what you are. You're a black person, you love what you are, you perfect what you are. But it's the wicked people that take their race to abuse another race. Those are the people we have a problem with when you use your race to promote wickedness. So we don't want to be the same as those who oppress us in the past. We want to take our race to a different level and show our children. Now, mm-hmm. now, sister, brothers, don't get it twisted. I'm not talking about the children that you fathered or mothered out there. I'm talking about the children that came from us originally. Because we are the fathers and mothers of this planet and of a people. White folk came from us. Yes, if you're on this radio and you're an Asian, you listening, yes, you came from us. You came from us. You were grafted from us. It took years for you to be grafted from us. Now, if you don't believe it, look it up. It's true. They were grafting back then. How the heck do you think these clowns learn to graft now? They're making clones. They're making food. But we as a people won't ever get no respect because guess what? Sister, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, brother.
We all wear overgarments and undergarments. Am I correct?
I certainly hope so.
And guess what? We don't even make an undergarment or overgarment for our own people. We have bathroom paper that we use. We don't even have a paper mill that we make bathroom paper. We buy cars every day, all day. We don't even have a car factory. How can you have a people come to your place of living and start a business and you don't start one and you think they're going to respect you? This is crazy. Black folks stop walking around, marching around, talking about we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Do it and shut your mouth. The Honorable Mr. Farrakhan said he had a man, his barber, I believe it was, that his barber told him and a white fella went hunting one day. So the barber, who's a black man, said he told a white man, I'm having some trouble with my gun. So he said, let me try something. So he shot something about 600 yards away just to let the white man know if he was thinking anything, he better stop thinking it. Guess what the white fella told him? He said, when black folk want something, they organize and they march. He said, but when white folk want something, you know what we do? This is white fella talking. He said, we take what we want. We don't march. We take it. So, brothers and sisters, let's stop taking this butt whipping and let's go give one out. Let's stop asking for this. Let's go out and take this. Let's go out and show them that we're going to take this. Our money matters. Stop shopping at their stores. Don't go to their doggone stores. Go out on the 23rd and get together and don't shop, don't buy anything white by black all day. And that's all I got to say. And peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, excellent, brother. Thank you so much for your powerful thoughts.
Thank you, sister, for having me.
On the day of action.
Absolutely. I'll be out there with brother. I'll be out there with brother Louis Ali and brother.
Yeah,
Arthur.
Break down where you're gonna be.
Slim.
Yeah, break down where you're gonna be. Yes,
we're gonna be on Gus Young Avenue at the Martin Luther King Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. For all of those who know Baton Rouge, of course, you know where the Martin Luther King Center is in Gus Young and Eaton Park area. We're gonna be out there. We're gonna have the peacekeepers coming down with brother Dennis Muhammad, who was the head of security at one time for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, my brother Louis Ali, and brother Louis Ali and myself, brother Leslie X. We actually host every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. We host a radio show called The Southbound Lane with brother Louis and brother Leslie X. Now, that's actually with the help of my brother, the Irritated Genie, on WarOnTheHorizon.com. So you log on at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, match it to your time zone at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday on www.WarOnTheHorizon.com. That's www.WarOnTheHorizon.com. Join Brother Louis Ali and Brother Leslie X on the show every Sunday because we're talking about the same types of issues. We had my brother, my friend, Dr. Zulu Malik Shabazz on with us, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, rather. I'm sorry, brother. Excuse my turnaround, but brother, I'm just so excited, brother, that we're trying to get some things done here
okay.
as a family. That brother, I love that brother. That brother, what he's doing with the New Black Panther Party, brother Malik Zulu Shabazz is a beautiful brother. He's a great brother, and he's a friend of the Nation of Islam. And that brother is working hard. So all of you knuckleheads out there listening that want to be with Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, drop your ego, because ego is edging God out. Drop your doggone ego and get with that brother if you want to get with that brother. Join an organization of your choosing that's a black organization, be it the Nation of Islam, be it a local church if that's what you want to, or the New Black Panther Party, or join my sister here, the Hot Black Coffee Party. Yes, that's Brother Louis Ali and myself and some of the brothers and sisters down here in Baton Rouge. Get on board. We have to work together. These
yes,
clowns out here doing
brother,
their thing. Yes,
do
ma'am.
Me a favor. Do me a favor because we need to put your area on the website. If you could text that 502-299-8530 number and give us your location, the exact address, and the contact number, we'll put that on the website right away.
Okay, sister, give me your give it to me again.
502-299-8530.
Okay, I will get that information to you ASAP, sister. And also, we're going to be at the Bayou Cafe because, you know, we as black folk, we can't
right.
ever get we can't get together and do nothing unless we sit down eating or drinking some coffee or some cold drink, like they say, cold drink or some pop. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to sit down and have a luncheon at 4 p.m. on the 23rd. To cultivate this whole activity going on that day at a black restaurant by a black man in Baton Rouge called the Bayou Cafe on Airline Highway. Brothers and sisters, please. The things that are going on right now, the destruction around the world, is not a mistake. If you look
exactly.
at it,
by design.
God is coming after his people. Why do you think every hurricane starts on the west coast of Africa and follows the path of the slave ship through the Middle Passage all the way to the west coast and the southern tips of the United States of America looking for his people and destroying anybody that has taken them and destroying the path in his way, including Haiti, Cuba, and Dominican, and South America, and North America, all up and down the east coast? God is mad, and he's bringing his wrath through hurricanes and destruction, following the same path that we came when we were brought over here. Think about
all
it.
All right. That's right. Well, brother, you know we need to invite y'all on to this show so we can do an interview. But, again, please don't forget to text that number as soon as we hang up, brother.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to text
the
information. And Brother Lucas
yes,
Ali
sir.
Is out there listening. I know he's out there. And the irritated genius probably out there listening to the brothers. Hey, look, call in, support this sister. We're going to keep the support going, sister. And I think you're up in Arkansas, correct?
Oh, no. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, brother.
Oh, Louisville. I'm sorry. You know, I got a class today on that. I can't say Louisville because that's wrong. It's Louisville,
yeah, I know.
Right?
That's crazy. It's Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But, sister, thank you once again. And peace and blessings. And assalamu alaikum, family.
Blake Salam and peace and blessings to you as well. And thank you so much. Y'all have a beautiful night and black power to you as well.
Black power to you, sister. Thank you.
All right. That was a powerful brother. We got to bring him on one day. Okay, we got the last caller for the night. Last but not least. We got 8 more minutes for this show. So let's hear your spiel. 334-450. You're on Black Power Radio.
Good evening. This is Dennis C. Latham. I'm calling in regards to Tops Radio with Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, host of Tops Radio, and I'm the co-host. Kenneth Glasgow, the brother of Al Sharpton. He could not make it tonight, but he did send me this place to check things out. And I just have to say, if you could read off of the paper, that the flyer that you all have, some of the issues that are going to be addressed, because I'm not able to see it on the net because it's too small a print or whatever. And I just want to say, I'm going to say this real quick comment, but I've noticed that there's a lot of black leaders or a lot of black people that are put in the leadership positions or named the leaders, but they are weak. And I don't believe in having a weak person over a group of strong people. So when is it that we're going to come together and set some of these weak people down? I mean, is that going to be addressed? Because I just don't see it, and I don't understand it. Do you feel where I'm coming from?
I understand where you're coming from, brother. I think, I mean, that is a valid point, but it's more so right now at this stage of the game. It's not, I understand what you're saying because that is a good point. But let me just break down this point even further. The strong will outweigh the weak. I'm telling you, it happens all the time. The strong outweighs the weak. So at the end of the day, because the strong and the strong shall survive, the weak will step down.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. If you could read some of the topics that's going to be brought up on the 23rd, that's going to be addressed. I would appreciate that. And y'all have a blessed night. And I appreciate it. I'll be listening to the end of the show. All right.
All right, brother. PC on to you. Now, we got roughly like 5 minutes left. Let me let the national spokesman come on again. All right, brother.
Black Power family, listen, we appreciate all of you on here, all of you that's riding with us and all of you that's standing with us wherever you at in the world. I just wanted to say this really quick because we got some new things coming up past the 23rd. Past the 23rd, we're in motion now. I don't want none of you all to think that we're just going to sit back and, you know what I mean, just lay down after the 23rd. I am going to catch my breath. Let me be clear. I'm going to catch my breath. We're working around the clock for our people, around the clock. Doctor and attorney Malik Zabusha Baz working around the clock. She's a national assistant, Mira Sankofa, around the clock. And many of you, you're working around the clock. So take a second after we labor, catch your breath. But definitely, we're coming right back at you. And I do want to say this, that if you would look at the bottom of the show page, this is for those of you who can. If you would look at the bottom of the show page where it says show notes, if you click on that, you'll see a tab that says donate. Man, listen, donate what you can. We're doing this for free. We ain't in no salary or nothing like that. We put thousands. Dr. Tony Malik Zushabaz put thousands out of his own pocket. Others are putting money, thousands, out of our own pocket. You understand what I'm saying? Many of you with these flyers in your cities, that comes out of the pockets of black men and black women. We need your help. Their family out there listening, donate whatever you can to this National Day of Action so we can put more flyers, more posters, more banners and whatnot, more programs, more activities in the hood for our community. We got to build this thing up and again circulate the black dollar, because if we're going to boycott the white folks' businesses, if we're going to boycott their businesses, we got to have our own black economics. Y'all help the way that y'all can. It's not about that at all, but it's definitely needed, and people definitely got to survive. We're going to be traveling up and down the road through your cities and whatnot. Bring us in. Bring Dr. Tony Malik Zabusha Baz in. We got to raise up some revolutionary students on the campus. We got so much to do, so let's get active. Let's get motivated. Let's get going past the 23rd. Let's secure the 23rd. Let's secure the 23rd. Let's finish strong on the 23rd and get a hell of a start and scare the hell out the enemy and confrontate and organize and agitate with the enemy like a true revolutionary. And then after the 23rd, we move to build up our communities. We move to build up our programs. We move to build up our black economics and our agriculture. And we do what we got to do. And so we're coming right back at you. I just want y'all to know real quick, we're going to be coming right back at you all for the next few days up until Saturday. We're going to be on the road at the end of the week. But up until Saturday, I'm telling you this, we're coming right back at you with Black Power Radio. We're going to stay on the course. Thank you all so much. I'll turn you back over.
That brother always so hype. And then my little voice just takes away from my voice. At any rate, yes, brother, to the answer to the brother's question, we definitely are going to. We are running out of time. But next week, we're definitely going to have more. Tomorrow, we're definitely going to have the radio show tomorrow. We're definitely going to be able to break down more of the things that we're doing across country, because different people are doing different things within different cities. But we're still on the same agenda. We're still suffering from the same ills within our black community. I think that should I take one more call, or should I go ahead and sign off? I think I'll try to take one more call. Let's make this a good call quickly and swiftly because we only have 1 minute left. 281-450. You're on Black Power Radio.
Hi, sister. How are you doing? This is Stella
Kelly. Right.
Calling from Houston, Texas, on behalf of the TSU students. We're going to be joining in with you all on Saturday. We're going to be at the rec station at TSU campus. We're going to sit there with our laptops. We're going to observe what you all are doing. And we want to let Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz know that we are ready for June 25th, the second day of that. Right.
Okay, well, Quinn, I need you to do me a favor because we want to have your information on our website. So if you could text that number, 502-299-8530. Again, 502-299-8530. And the email is nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. So if y'all could please get that in, we will really appreciate it so everybody can know where to meet you at, Queen. Thank you so much, Queen Stella.
Thank you.
Black Power.
Black
Power. I appreciate
Black
you so much, too.
You too.
We also have another one, dayofaction.org. I'm sorry, dayofactionmovement.org. You can go there as well and get and obtain information. So at any rate, we're going to sign off tonight. We want everybody to have a Black Power and have a day of action. That means get off your ass, get off the couches, and go out into the streets. I don't give a damn if it's in front of your house. Go in front of your house and make a movement. Scream, kick a chair down. Kick over a trash can. Do something for our people on that day. And don't just stop on that day, but revolution is a constant movement. That's why they call it revolution. Free them all. Black Power.
Wondering why you had to go. Your family and your friends are missing you. Every day, how much you'll never know. You'll never know. Why'd you go away? And will they ever see you again?